There is a place of quiet rest, a place where sin cannot molest. There is a place of comfort sweet, a place where we, our Savior, meet. There is a place of full release, a place where all is joy and peace. So, this afternoon, during this precious prayer session, let's come to ponder a little bit how to return to the heart of God. In this MITS, the theme is truly know the Savior. If we really know this Savior is going to abide with us always, He cares about so much, He loves every one of us. He treats us just like He is dear children. And then, eventually, He loves us just like He is a loving husband. Cares so much about His own wife. So, this is a time to really find a place of full release, comfort, sweet. We can communicate with the Savior. And we can also find joy and peace. So we can be strengthened, our spirituality can be empowered to face this evil society. We can be the light of Jesus to preach the gospel. So during the prayer session, this is a time we put everything aside. We cross our heart, only open to Jesus. Just like the best friend, we want to speak with Him. This is our personal time with our God. During the class, during the fellowship, during your homework time, we do things with others. But only prayer session is the time we really spend time talking with this Savior. So the more we spend with this Savior, the more heart, or the more we can understand His heart, how much He cares about us. So we want to return to Him. So just like a friend, if this Savior is our best friend, whatever he will do to us, He will inform us first. So the goal is, if we can really, like Abraham, God said to Abraham, how can I hear something from Abraham? Let's turn to Genesis chapter 15. Genesis 18, chapter 18. Genesis 18. In verse 17, and the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing? Shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing? This is the best friend. God had to tell Abraham what He is going to do. So many of us, we are still seeking for the will of God. If we can really build this relationship with God, like God and Abraham, then it's so easy for us to understand God's will in our life. So this prayer time is a process how we can return to the heart of God. If we can really touch God, cross to Him, then we become His best friend. And our prayer will be answered. Let's turn to John chapter 15. Gospel John 15. John 15, verse 14. John 15, 14. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. 15. No longer do I call you servant, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. 16. You did not choose me, but I choose you and appoint you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. 17. These things I command you, that you love one another. Jesus, he used this passage to tell us we have to become a friend of this Almighty God. If we really know God, no Savior, then we want to do our best to get closer to Him. Because if we can be His dear friend, then it's so wonderful. He will tell us what He has heard from the Father. So our life will become so blessed. Our way is so clear, and we will be walking on the path of God. And we receive all His blessings. We become so close to each other. So this is how we actually can be edified through prayer. So during this prayer, let's set this goal: return to the heart of God. But we have to understand the God's heart first. We don't be polluted by this society. Because God's heart is different from man's heart. Let's turn to Hosea chapter 6. Prophet Hosea, he makes a very clear proclamation, invitation. Hosea chapter 6, verse 1. Come, and let us return to the Lord. For He has torn, but He will heal us. He has stricken, but He will bind us up. 2. After 2 days, He will revive us. On the third day, He will raise us up, that we may live in His sight. 3. Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the later and the former rain to the earth. Come, let us return to the Lord. This is the invitation of the prophet. Let's return to the Lord. If we want to return to the Lord, first we have to know God's heart. What do we think? What does God like from us? God, actually, He only needs our heart. He wants every one of us can rely on Him wholeheartedly. So we cannot become a double-minded. If we want to rely on God, but at the same time we try to rely on ourselves or rely on other way, then actually this is not a faithful, but one truly know the Savior. So let's turn to jump to verse 11. Chapter 6, verse 6. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. God said, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. So, just like Jesus mentioned in John 15, right? If we can bear fruit, we really know what God likes us to do. He said, you have to love one another. with love, with the good deeds of in our life, then we become the light of the world. We can be called the children of God, because in our life we reflect the image of Jesus. So we bear fruit, we love one another. This is how Jesus commanded us to do. Jesus, God, him here, he said, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. The mercy is very important, but mercy means we care others. So we return to God first. We reflect ourselves. Do we have a love? Do we have the same heart of Jesus? Do we care others? So in our prayer, what do we pray? We pray for our brother and sister. In your group, you all know about your prayer request from your brothers, right? So we pray for them. This is the way. God said, I desire mercy. Because of love, we want to intercede for others. And not the sacrifice. God said, I desire not sacrifice. So, if we consider the Exodus chapter 19, when God called the Israelites out of Egypt, and he specifically said, I want to establish a nation of priesthood, right? Let's turn to Exodus chapter 19. Exodus 19, verse 6. There's a change. In the beginning, verse 6, you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. God, he used his mighty hand, just like an eagle, carry all the Israelites out of the bondage land. And he guided them into this wilderness, and then specially said to them, you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. So they're supposed to offer sacrifice to the Lord. But in the book of Hosea, he said, I desire not the sacrifice. You don't need to give me this offering or sacrifice. This is not what I want. God, he just wants mercy. So he needs our heart. Because without a merciful heart, how can a person show love to others? No way. So we return to the God, return from this starting point, we consider about the love. So in the prayer, we pray with love with others, for others. So the when we say we want to return to the heart of God, then at the same time, we have to make a determination. We want to follow God's commandment. So that's why we always pray for the power to apply the word of God into our life. So Jesus, he said in the Hebrews chapter 10. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5. This is an example of Jesus. He returned to the heart of God. He knows what God wants from him. Chapter 10, verse 5. Therefore, when he came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. 6. In burnt offerings and sacrifice for sin you have no pleasure. 7. Then I said, behold, I have come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do your will, O God. Verse 8. Previously saying, sacrifice and offering, burnt offerings, and the offerings for sin you did not desire, nor have pleasure in them, which are offered according to the law. Verse 9. Then he said, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God." He takes away the first that he may establish the second. 10. By that will we have been sacrificed through the offering of body of Jesus Christ once for all. Jesus himself, proclaimed here, said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, O God, but a body you prepared for me." The body, he said, he wanted to do your will. So the life of Jesus is to fulfill the will of the Father. So he just do everything according to God's will. He returned to the heart of God. Jesus, he do this example for us. So he said, if you like sacrifice, offer it, then I offer it to you. It's easier. So if we wanted to give us some gift, to give some gift to others, it's easy. You can just go to buy something, right? But it's the most difficult part is our heart. If we really have a heart, then even a small thing is so touch people, right? So return to the Lord, to the heart of God. We have to always understand what God wants. God wants us to kneel down to communicate with Him, to present our heart, and we ask Him to cleanse our heart. Because if our heart is not clean, not pure, it's very difficult to get closer. Because God is holy, is unchangeable. God is always there. His standard is always that high. We have to prepare ourselves to get closer. So because God loves us, so He wants us to get close to Him. He will help us. So in the prayer, let's return to the heart of God. We have to understand it is so important. We cleanse our heart, and then In this minute, this actually is only about 30 minutes. We pray together, we can really enjoy this communication and get closer to God. So we will understand about our life, and we will see through why I come to NYTS, why I be born in the TJC, and what I'm going to do for this Savior. Am I going to repay His love? Or I just live for myself? In the prayer, we will definitely get the answer from the Holy Spirit. Turn back to Hosea chapter 6, verse 6. Another point. And the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. I desire the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. Knowing God, we have to use the heart of God. If we come get close to the heart of God, then we are able to sense about the heart of God. We will know what to do. Because God's love, God's spirit. By our own way, our physical body, we are so limited. We have no way to actually get close to God by ourselves. But in the spirit, it's different. So that's why, if we can pray together in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will guide. In TJC, we have so blessed having the Holy Spirit. So for those who are still praying for Holy Spirit, let's put effort and do it. Just like without Holy Spirit, we don't know what is God's heart. We cannot get closer to the heart of God. And we don't know where to return, right? But Holy Spirit, on the other hand, He will guide us. So in our prayer, for those who have received Holy Spirit, please pray for be filled with Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit will make us and change our way and steps. Get close and get closer to God. For those who are praying, still praying the Holy Spirit, we really put effort in. Because God is faithful. He promised us. He will give us. Without the guidance of Holy Spirit, we don't know the truth. We don't have the power to put it into practice. So let's return to the Lord. We get closer to the heart of God. Everybody, if we can really know the Savior, then we come up with the same goal as a one family. Really, this is the body of Christ. Everyone is so precious in the eyes of God. If everyone can really fulfill God's will in our life, then our church will become prosperous. The miracles, wonders, or the sign, the life change experience will be seen everywhere in our church. So our future worker, council member, is coming out from this experience. Because we know this Savior, we are going to get closer to His heart. So we are not going to, in the future, we are going to do our own way. We know what God wants us to do, and we know how to receive this power. Have this in mind, let's return to the heart of God. Use this the coming 30 minutes in this prayer. Let us put our effort, concentrate on our mind, and we pray together, and we also intercede for one another. Okay, so let's come forward and pray together.